Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the SaaS Marketing Makeover. Very excited today to be joined by the one and only Tim Hickle, Director of Marketing at Greenlight Guru. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Oh, man. Whew. Who's it going to be? What industry are you guessing?
I don't know. I would love to see anything old school would be exciting. I know. Here's what I will say. There's one company. I have no idea who's on this wheel. There's one company I hope is not on this wheel. Here in Indianapolis, there's a company called Lessonly. And they can't be on the wheel because I steal all my best ideas from them. And if they're on the wheel, I don't know what I'll say. So
yeah, you already do. I love it.
And now they're going to be the ones that come up. So
yeah, of course they are. I don't even know who's on the wheel either. So with that being said, Brian, hit the wheel for us, baby. Let's see what we got. No, Lessonly, all right? Who's it going to be?
I've not heard of – actually, I've heard of Braze. I've not never heard of them. Let's get into it.
All right. Let's do it. All right. I'm going to share my screen. Can you see it?
I can.
Okay. So, Onus, process mining made simple.
All right. C4C plus. All right. Nothing like an acronym I don't know to start us off.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. They're big enough to raise a billion, yet we're dumb enough to not know what the heck they do. And I don't know if they even try to tell us. What the heck is Solonis? The EM. Do you know what EMS is?
No.
We ain't their target customer. I'll tell you that
much. If I am, that's a problem.
No, I think they do a good job in the sense that they're obviously for someone, and I ain't it.
Well, let's see. And no. There's a lot of value in that, right? There's a lot 100%. Of value in speaking to your target market where they are.
So they do execution management, let's say software. So let's just see how they show up too, to understand the space a little bit, because I don't know anything about this. Let me see.
Execution utilized by traders. Okay, so is this all right, so they actually show up for – all right, so this is a category creation thing. All right. There's a reason why I don't know what the hell this is because the first result for executive management or execution management system is their press release unveiling the industry's first.
Execution.
Okay, well, maybe we're not stupid for not knowing what this is.
No, it's because it's a brand new category.
All right.
But what I – so usually, though – okay, maybe that's what this is. So they're going to tell us what – let's maybe an overview of this. So discover the execution management platform and the applications that make up the EMS, eliminating billions of dollars in corporate inefficiencies. Okay, I'm still lost. I'm not going to lie to you. How niche can you be, though, Tim? At some point, I should understand what the heck they're talking about, right?
Right. Well, and so it sounds like based on the skimming I was doing, this is for, like, we're talking about traders here in some. So who is – let's see. Is there a persona page somewhere I can look at?
Customers.
Yeah, who are the customers?
So – migration? No, it's something to do with data. It's like a corporate inefficiency, business execution, validate financial benefits of applying data and intelligence to business. This is still the most generic. I'm talking to their audience, I guess, as a CEO. I got over 100 employees. I mean, maybe I'm not even close. Maybe you got to be like a $1 billion company. I'm still completely lost. I'm not going to lie to you. So I use Salesforce every day. So let's see.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So Solonis for Salesforce is the backbone of sales and service at your company, but their execution gaps and opportunities. So this is like Clary or Insight Squared here. What the heck? Like, this is our world, right? Like, this is something we should know, and I still don't get it. I'm not going to lie.
So my question is, I land here. I land here. how do I know? I'm not even sure I know where to go to learn more about what it is I'm supposed to know, right? I don't know. I, as a, as a viewer, as a, somebody who's, visiting this website, I'm seeing a lot about Celonis. It sounds like they are important because I'm seeing a lot of social proof. I'm seeing some category creation, but I'm seeing some benefit for me because apparently they challenged me to find for them to find $10 million hiding in my company somewhere. But like, who specifically cares about this?
I manage Salesforce all day. I have Gong. I have Insight Squared. I have Cloud. I have everything with Salesforce. See this opportunity management. Like, watch what they do here. By the way, see this. Mm-hmm. Now watch this. They call it revenue operations, total visibility, exceptional execution. They're promising execution, right? Just like Celonis is, right? It's saying seamless customer service, closing deals. Where's my expected gap? Like, watch. Let's see if we get this, because
even though modern sales organizations invest billions of dollars trying to accelerate sales, on average, less than 50% of sales reps hit quota. Close rates are at 19%, and forecast accuracy averages at 78%. The reason? Sales processes are forced to run...
Okay, so this is literally the same thing as Clari. And they created a revenue operations category, which makes total sense to me. Notice like 41 million AI projection range. I evaluated them, and I also evaluated IS2, which is like Insight Squared. Let
me see. Yeah.
So the reason I'm saying that is like they actually are competing in a space. Like, don't just run plays, know what it takes to win. It once again shows you like everything you and I would need if we were trying to get into RevOps.
Yes. And revenue operations as a category makes sense because if you're a revenue leader, like what I need is revenue, right? There's a very defined vertical of whereas like I for the life of me did not even what the hell is process mining?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, their whole thing is they're obsessed with creating their own words. I almost feel like, because it's execution. Like, what's process money? I can try it for free. So they have product-led growth, which is cool.
Yep.
Sign up for Celonis Snap, but I don't know how do I get to Snap. What's Snap? This is what I'm talking about. Because now, what the heck, man? How are they so good at this, and I'm so lost? I don't want to assume it's them. I'm just so genuinely.
So it's obvious to me that what they want me to do is create a free account, right? So let's hop over to that free account. Let's see what happens. What happens if I hit that big green button?
Okay.
All right, I can get a process X-ray. Oh, 60 minutes is a long time. I don't have that.
It is a long time. I agree. Could we do it for like 29 minutes? Because then that sounds a lot sexier.
But okay, all right. So I can.
What's this though? Maybe this will tell us what we're looking at.
Free process mining platform in the cloud. It recreates a complete end-to-end snapshot of your process, identifying the most impactful execution gaps that stop you from executing at maximum capacity. Let's see how it works. It all begins here at the Snap landing page, where you can either upload your custom data or get a head start with a preset use case based on some common source systems. As an example, let's load in some data from an SAP accounts payable process. The first step would be to...
Okay, I totally get it now. All right, I'm good to go. Tim, you want me to explain what they do to you?
Hit me.
Okay. So essentially what they do is they have really nice pre-built APIs for specific use cases that allows their machine learning and AI to run through it all and then create opportunities for you to focus on and present new information and new data. They could have said that in their marketing and sold us because we are actually both a potential customer based on their Salesforce integration. 1,000%. So let's take a fresh look at this now that we know what it is.
All right.
Let's see if we couldn't make this clear with the remaining 15 minutes. So what they do is they help you identify and optimize the most important processes in your business. And now, here's our new, identify and optimize the most important processes in your business. And then we're going to do our little subcopy here. From SAP to Salesforce, we plug into your existing tech stack and deliver unparalleled, I could spell, insights. There you go. Now, imagine if I landed here. From SAP to Salesforce, we plug into your existing tech stack and deliver unparalleled insights, execute without limits. Now, this makes a heck of a lot of sense to me.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Okay. Now we're good. Now we have solutions. Now, they have real solutions here, correct? By system.
Yeah.
They only service Salesforce, SAP, ServiceNow. And by role... Okay, how would you redo their information architecture, Tim? I want to turn this over to you for a second.
Yeah,
right? So we can understand.
Yeah, so let's dive in. So if we're looking at the at their solutions base, show me my drop down there. So we've got by system, by role, by initiative, by addition. Oof, I've got a little bit of an analysis paralysis. I've got too many choices, and I'm looking at this. Not, I like having a buy system because we already have our systems in place. I'm okay with us having by role. We're spread out across a lot of verticals within the organization, which has me a little bit anxious. By initiative, I'm wondering if they end up in a lot of RFP situations, looking at the fact that we've got literally an initiative based vertical here. And that I still don't fully understand what this is. So if the snap is the machine learning piece, right? Is that what
they're all the same, to be honest, I think. So like snap is just free and it probably has maybe limited scope, like megabytes. So you couldn't have a global Salesforce instance and use this compared to here. See how you can do any data.
This one
I'm not like. So Snap looks like to me, it's like a little taste. It gives me a little taste of it all. And then if I want to do more, and they have an academia piece where they're getting involved early, maybe in MBA programs. I like they've got a consulting angle for the Deloitte's and the Accentures, especially on the audit and tax side, which seems really cool. And then they have their enterprise product. So I actually
consulting was literally their previous homepage hero copy was oriented towards consultants. So my assumption is that the consultant vertical is probably their most profitable. It's
limited too. Look at this. They make it free, which is crazy. So like execute without limits. So the new Celonis consulting programs opens access to Celonis and worldwide consulting firms and system integrators.
All right, so they're using sort of a reseller model, using consultants to get their foot in the door at some of these larger companies. That makes sense.
Wow. And now, but they're creating this. See, the thing is that I don't understand is EMS a pre-created category or is it just theirs? Because see what I said earlier, Accenture, Deloitte, they're playing the hits, right? You're Cognizant. Okay. Are they, in your mind, if you do it this way? They don't have any familiarity. I think that was what your and I's issue was. The whole thing I've never seen. Like, watch what I mean by that, right? Like, watch, let's see people who've created a category, right? Let's take Drift, right? So check out Drift's revenue acceleration platform. I guess I know they're a chatbot, but I guess if I didn't know they're a chatbot, you and I would ironically maybe have some of the exact same issues here.
Well, but so, how do they solve that? Why revenue acceleration, right? I think that's the reason why there's some power there. So if we hop back,
recognize revenue acceleration as well.
Yeah, I recognize revenue acceleration, but even if I didn't recognize that, even if I was blind to it, they're telling me what and why immediately on the homepage. This is what, when we say revenue acceleration, this is what we're talking about. This is why you need to be thinking about it. This is why it's important. here, I don't know what they're talking about. And then they say that there's $10 million hiding in it. And so I know there's value, but they need to walk me there a little bit. So it looks like on this page, there's a little bit of a story. At least I'm getting some of that, you know, so there has to be a better way. There's got to be a better way.
Yep. And then become a strategic advisor for your clients. Who doesn't want a competitive edge? I actually really like this once they explain it to me. I think it's just this homepage where I'm supposed to somehow get it from their core. Yeah, see, and I think it's also because I think you need probably 1,000+ employees to be a good fit for them.
Oh, okay.
Like, see, like 50 to like, let's see who their clients are. Like, this is not you and I to a certain extent.
100%. Well, and part of, I wonder what, you know, one of the things that's really tripped me up as we've been reading this is I keep seeing the words performance and execution over and over and over again.
Yep.
And I hate those words because they're proxy words. They don't mean anything. I can't just perform. I perform at what? I execute at what? Right? Those are proxy words that they're using to represent something else. And anytime you use a proxy word, you should just use the other word. Like that's, they're nothing words that mean nothing.
It should say increase revenue, or if it says decrease waste, it should say decrease cost, or like, we don't know if it's like waste from their trash cans. Like, I know it sounds silly, but it's actually harder than we think. Like this I get, right? See, I was like Sloan's for opportunity management. I live in this world, right? Like we all live in this kind of like Salesforce opportunities, pipe gap management. Like this is pretty awesome.
Give me some pipe gap. Yes. If you come
to CRM hygiene assistant, forecast guide, increase forecast accuracy by triangulating it. Like I don't even Like I'm down to triangulate my forecasts. Like but at least I know what they're talking about.
All right, so here's what it sounds. So what it sounds like is they've got this overarching, more holistic product that solves these acute issues in multiple parts of the business, and they try to message that using shorthand that ends up meaning nothing, right? Because they can't message what they do holistically in those acute terms. So how can they use similarly acute terms to describe the problems they solve in ways that actually resonate with those disparate stakeholders, right? That's where my head's going.
I do love the brand, though. I love the little menu here for what I'm in. I think they do this, like, I think they do a really good job with their brand. It's sexy. The design is clean. The layout's nice. Their funnel's really nice with these demos and things that I can share with. Like, so imagine you're trying to buy this, right? And you were like, okay, I think we need this because I'm missing my marketing number. I know sales is struggling due to scale. I could forward this, you know, to the chief revenue officer, the head of sales, and they would understand the product. I think what you're totally right about is where they killed us is this, like, someone tells me I should check out Solonis. And now I'm trying to figure out what I'm checking out and why. I think this is where they get – this is where they – like, I don't think EMS and process mining makes sense to anyone with less than 1,000 employees, to be completely honest.
Right. Well, but I will say their website, you know, looking at their homepage, despite the messaging tripping us up, aesthetically – this looks like a company that very successfully sells to enterprise level customers.
Oh yes.
This is a nice enterprise looking website. I really like the crispness. I usually like to stay away from black and white, but the crispness of the way they use contrast here. I mean, it is. I mean, they do a great job. This feels like a high-end website to me when it comes to the aesthetics.
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal. It's just, once again, as always, I think with all these companies, it's how do you tell your story? And I think it's down here. Like, what if they, okay, now look at this, right?
Oh,
there. Sell, ship, collect, buy, pay. There we go. This is what you do. Use cases.
I know which one of those I'm responsible for. I almost want to build create your own adventure as a user on this website where I'm able to say at the very beginning of my experience, if you're not able to use terms that mean anything to speak to every one of your buyers, you need to help me self-select, help me self-sort. And if I landed here first, I could tell you very quickly, here it is, here's what it is that me and my team care about. And that might be different than the people in finance that I send this website to. And they're going to go through their own journey. But this is this right here, this is pretty.
Well, yeah, and if I get to here and I go to how to use Celonis, and it says execution apps overview, procurement, accounts payable, opportunity management. Like, look if they just did this, how to use Celonis, and then it talked about how to use Celonis. That's all I need. I don't need all this other stuff where I still don't quite get how I – like, how do you help me? And I think that's my big thing is I don't know if this is customer-led enough. I think it's Celonis-led. Remember how you – it's very – Celonis first instead of customer first. And I think they did something special with this, like they're very differentiated. I don't know who they compete with. I couldn't even connect them to anyone. I think they've done brilliant there, left them to control price, sell into enterprise, do a value sell. Heck yeah. I think it's just the, okay, how do I sell myself? And I couldn't figure that out until just if they just literally this.
And let's go back to that information architecture. If we look at the solutions tab, we just saw the information architecture that makes the most sense, right?
Yeah, it was right. Sell, ship, collect, buy, pay.
Imagine a world in which you say, hey, what are your solutions? Well, we help you sell, we help you ship, we help you collect, we help you buy, we help you pay. Amazing.
And why is that important, Tim? Because they're outcomes, not inputs, right? You have ships and beneath ships is order management, inventory management. But those are outcomes. You can ship better. You can collect better. You can pay better, you can sell better. Now you can sell an outcome and a use case for your product. And I think that's the big gap that I just wasn't seeing.
And you bundle all of this and then you ask me, hey, do you want to see how you can save $10 million amongst these things? I now have a vision as to how you're going to accomplish that. Like you have walked me from, I have a vague understanding of you existing to I could see a path for you saving me $10 million. And I didn't see that above the fold. But this right here, this view is the money.
Well, no, it totally is. And I understand accounts receivable, by the way. Like these are all words I know. And you're showing me like collections acceleration. Okay, yeah, I'm down to get my money in faster. Like let's talk. You get what I'm saying? So I think that's the thing. And it has CFOs, ARs, like this is the content that we didn't have when you and I were trying to figure out what they did in the very beginning.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Look at the product content at scale, right? Like bi-weekly live AR demo, data sheets, blog. I love the content organization at the resource level. I think they did a good job here.
They absolutely did.
Benchmark reports. One of the things I didn't get to call out yet that I thought was really cool was this like calendar feature? Oh, it's not a calendar. Okay. I kind of wanted it to be a calendar. I thought like all their events would be like right there. I was like, oh, Brian, we got to steal this for us.
Oh, you know what I want to see? So hold on. How within these apps, I'm curious how these icons line up. I bet you see the icon over here on the right, this little fingerprint looking guy. I will bet you that there is an overarching theme? Brand. Yeah, there's I bet. Oh, so we've got a fingerprint right there.
I'm trying to find it too. I'm right there with you.
Because I bet you they. I'm starting to notice that. I'm starting to notice the thematically we're seeing that same sort of iconography over and over and over again. I bet you. I would love to see the mood board of that because I bet you they've got all those laid out somewhere. I just as a marketer really want to see all those side by side so I can see how they play.
Oh, no, I mean, they've done a phenomenal job. Like Aspire, we believe in equal opportunities and the power of education to pursue one's dream. What do you aspire to be? See, like this stuff, I think they need to do a better job integrating to their brand because this is what's going to resonate tomorrow. And they've done a good job with it, but it's hidden. I had to go find it. Let me see if they have it on the bottom of the homepage. Cause I think like, no, they don't. Like, see this to me, here's why you should care. Like, I would change. See, what I would do here for them is I would do something more like, here's how Solonis drives impact beyond
what's expected. If I've made it to the bottom of your homepage and you're still selling me on why I should care about you, something else broke. We missed something somewhere else.
Well, yeah, no, 100%. Because I mean, right now I want to see their community link. I want to see their values and maybe aspire. Because I think it's a chance for them to now be about themselves, right? They need to talk in language I understand up here in ways that make sense to their value, their product. And then they can talk about themselves and what makes them so special as a culture. What do you think about these long homepages, though, where it feels like we kind of said everything, but I don't know if we said anything?
That's one of the things that I'm wondering is like, all right, so often homepages turn into, if I didn't sell you by now, have I sold you by now? It's just these progressive panels of, okay, well, but what if I told you this? Would you click then? Well, what if I told you this? Would you click then? And like, we all remember that 5-year-old on the playground that pestered us and said, well, if I said this, then would you play with me? And no one liked that kid. That was not a very popular kid on the playground. So I feel like thinking about this more as a holistic journey and you know, the homepage, we don't need to say everything on the homepage. Not everything belongs on the homepage. As a matter of fact, I think part of the reason why we got lost here was because we were handed a sandbox and we weren't handed a journey where we knew what to do next, right? A universe in which we show up and we are able to clearly see these are the 5 things that Solonis is going to help us do is a universe in which we can actually digest this and learn more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is what I'm trying to like. I love Workday's example because they're an exceptionally complex product that has made themselves exceptionally simple compared to all the other brands I look at, where you just have all the products. I feel like I end up doing this every show because they're the only one that I feel like takes so many different things and all the different things they do and organizes it well in a way where I actually get what they do. The only system for finance, HR, and planning all in one. Like this same language, if I was Solonis, I would try to learn from because they actually ironically offer a lot of the same things with a different angle, but they help a lot of the same people if you look at solutions.
This sitemap to me, and listen, Glasshouse, right? Glasshouse, let me show you my stone. This sitemap to me looks like it was designed by committee. This sitemap looks like it was designed in a universe where I care a lot about everybody's project making it onto the homepage somewhere, and I care a lot about making sure that I can get – I have a link that gets you where you want to go on the main menu, which I don't think is an effective way to build a website. Your sitemap needs a czar that can lord over it and say you shall not pass. And I just think too many companies don't take that responsibility seriously enough. And what results is this experiment.
Yeah. I mean, we did our rebrand and I came in as the website czar, in your words, at the end of it and deleted half the content on almost every page, it felt like, because someone had to play bad cop, right? Like nobody wants to be like, I'm sorry, you know, product leader individual, but you don't make enough money for the company, so you don't make the homepage. You know what I mean? Like, that's a hard conversation to have. But I think at some point, someone has to do it or else it does get to be a lot. Here, I love this demo gallery, but I kind of want, like, where's that sales one? Remember earlier, I liked the sales demo. I kind of want to see it all integrated here because, they have really, like, find out how your processes are performing. Now this makes sense, by the way. Like the good language exists at the product level. What they struggle with and we all struggle with is how did we turn that into a platform language?
I bet you their product owners are amazing at their jobs. I bet you their product owners are. And that translates here, right? Because guess what? Those product owners and the marketers that they are working with, they do not have a responsibility or an obligation on this page to cater to 20 stakeholders and make sure everybody's pet project is included. That is not what they're doing here. What they're doing here is they're doing a really effective job of telling a story of a product, a segment of their product suite. Like, yeah. And they're doing a world-class job at it. But then it's that it's to me, their homepage looks like what happens when great world-class marketers have to politic their way through a website.
Well, they're trying to connect. Well, they're trying to take process mining and integrate into EMS.
Yeah.
Without fully, like, honestly, I think the problem is as easy for them to solve as just hiring a world-class copywriter. Like, I know that sounds silly, but if a copywriter or just take this video, look at it and be like, okay, we need to play with our copy and our messaging and our positioning statement. Because I do think while they resonate perfectly well to their perfect persona, they have this Snap product. They have these other products that'll give them more scale. If they could distill EMS and process mining into maybe a singular language that everyone understands with simple terminology, and then we can all be like, yeah, I do want to integrate you to Salesforce real quick. And then you could easily sell me because I found value in 2 seconds, right? And then an AE or an SDR calls me like, hey, notice you downloaded Celonis for Salesforce. It seems like playing your product, you already found $5 million in opportunities. Are you interested in taking a demo with us? The average person with your headcount only costs $50,000 a year. And I'm like, yeah, let's talk, right? Like, to me, it's like we just need to get – because they have this product-led growth environment that their copy doesn't allow me to confidently act into, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
Tim, you're the CMO of Celonis. You've been there for 90 days. Congratulations. Sorry, Greenlight Guru. And you're about to go into the board, and you have 3 recommendations to make. What are those 3 recommendations for Celonis as we close today?
We're reorienting the entire website and their information architecture around the buy, sell, and then the other 3. That my golden retriever brain cannot remember. We're reorienting the entire website around those 5 action verbs that everyone understands.
Outcomes. Yep.
That is our primary focus. We're going to do a complete messaging overhaul that simplifies our messaging down to what, you know, how are you going to explain this at a cocktail party? That's going to be our entry point. And then I'm going to give the product owners big raises to ensure that we keep kicking butt down funnel once we get that interest from people visiting our homepage.
I love that. I absolutely love it. I honestly might change execution management to efficiency management because I think that would have made a heck of a lot. Like, you and I didn't know what are you managing the execution of? Like, I don't know. There's just a lot of words there that I can't connect to anything. Like, at Directive, we're recreating our own category right now called customer generation. And the tagline is delivering on the promise that demand gen forgot about. See, that I can connect to. I get what customer generation is. You help me generate customers. I don't know what execution management is at the same level.
Well, I'd argue even efficiency management. Efficiency is another proxy word. Efficiency in what, right? Yeah. There's a reason why those buy, sell, but that's powerful because those are not proxies for anything. That's what you want. Those are the outcomes you want. Find and replace. I'll give you a list of 10 proxy words. We'll do a find and replace on the website. I think that by itself, right?
Yep. No, I'm right there with you. I think
huge.
Oh, yeah. They get a great copywriter in there on the homepage to integrate their story because they have a great story. They have a great brand. They're amazing. Their product looks phenomenal. Everything about what they're doing, Celonis, like, hats off to you. I think we just tried to do so much that we didn't pause to a second and then tie it all together. So, this has been awesome, Tim. Very different. I've never had one where I was genuinely this lost before. So awesome to us. I've evaluated probably over 1,000 SaaS websites now at this point in my career, and I still have never been as stumped as I was by Celonis. But we did figure it out. So awesome work, Tim. Thanks for being on the show. If anyone wants to follow along with you and your journey, what's the best way for them to do that?
LinkedIn is best. So Tim, yeah. Tim Hickle, name easy to find. I'm the only one out there. I think there might be another one out in Iowa, but I beat him to all of the domains. Yeah. So, find me on LinkedIn. I'm occasionally on Twitter. That's it.
That's awesome. Well, Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And then check out Greenlight Guru if you need any quality management systems.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for having me. This is a blast.
Bye.
Bye.